good, lads. Now, Kevin, very disappointing evening for your Chargers there. You're just out of the huddle there. Can you sum up what you've said to those young men there this evening?
I suppose I broke it down. You know, we lost a hurling match, and that's what we lost. So the bounce back from it is the big thing. I mean, we've had a lot of tragedies around the country in recent times in sport, in sporting lives. This is just a hurling match. I didn't bring that to them. That wouldn't be fair to talk to young boys like that. But in my own head, I was thinking, you know, it's not. They don't get defined by losing the game today. In the game itself, a bit like a Cork game, we didn't get engaged at all in the first half. We got overrun early on, where they got four scores before we got a score, I think. And we hit probably 3, 4, 5 wides then at that. Got back into the game. We briefly spoke about that, getting back into the game. And then the soft goals kind of killed. And they were soft goals, there's no point in saying otherwise. It's probably the concentration for one. And then at halftime, like we had a chat. But when we were in the huddle there, I mean, these are fantastic lads. There's 35 of them. We had one or two, you know, lost an opportunity to play over the year through illness and injury. And like, but we always said the strength of that group is the group. They're very disappointed. Like, these are 15 and 16 year olds. Young Darren Colby is only 15 at Christmas there. Like, so, what do you really say to them that's going to knock it away? Nothing's going to disappear. I mean, they're going to have 72 hours or longer of, you know, just that kind of gut wrenching, you know, depth in your stomach. And I'll have it myself, I'm sure. But these are fantastic lads. Listen, the majority of them will go on and play with the county later on at some level. Hopefully, some of them will get to the senior level. But really, that's what you have to say to them, that, you know, don't be defined by today. Go on back to your clubs and play hurling. But the biggest thing, I suppose, we ask them is that, and I said it there a minute ago, the strength of the group, that when they see each other again, whether it be next week, next month, 10 years' time, that they remember the year they had. Because we had a fantastic year, 70-odd sessions between gym and field. And in that time, there was a great bond between them, that if they were to lose that, I'd be more disappointed than losing the match. But losing that friendship and the small bit of a bond they built up, because those are the things that sustain them later in life. We know that ourselves. Wish I was as young as them and had the opportunity to have that, you know. But yeah, like, we've all had friendships through sports, and like, I'm fortunate to have it through GA, and they'll have it. So that's what we tried to impress on them, that they've created something. They're still County Myers in 2022. They still give us great days and great excitement. They still had great laughs. So that's what we spent the time really talking about in the huddle. It's not the time to talk about the match.
Yeah, but if we can talk about the match briefly, yeah. Anyway. The key period of the game for me was the maybe 5 or 6 minutes before half time. They get the two soft goals, they get a couple, tack on a couple of scores, and it really left a mountain to climb in the second half.
Yeah, we got 2 or 3 points, I say, just before that, and they get the soft scores, bit of concentration lapse there. We finished, I think, strong with a point, and we think about the last point. And it was only in those, that little gap in the maybe the middle third of the first half. I thought we started to play very anxious early on. The wides were poor. No, they were poor, both from dead balls and from play. We weren't closing down our men. Waterford, like, we've seen them a few times, obviously. That was a different Waterford that played against us today than played against Clare. They had a real intensity about them. Physically, they're bigger than us. So we played them at 14 in the Forestal, and I'd say we had no one the height of, you know, 50-60% of them in the Forestal, and they're still big men. But they were well able to hurl, and they played to a very good system. But as you said, that first half started slow, 3 points gone in, good scores now, in fairness to them. We hit about 2 or 3 wides then straight away after that. But the middle third, I thought we did well. And as you say, the two goals are sucker punches. Then I say we finished with a good point at the end. So at halftime we went in, the team talk at halftime was that, you know, we hadn't played to our standards. That we played for 5 minutes in the middle and maybe 2 or 3 minutes at the end. And that there wasn't acceptable. We made a couple of changes straight away. We decided on those in the last minute of the game, and I think those changes brought a new intensity to this game. Ty Hordigan came in there, did really well as a half forward, and I mean, we needed that. We needed ball winners around the half forward, which he didn't really have in the first half.
The Limerick Academy has had such success in the last decade. It's one of the most disappointing evenings that we've seen. So many finals at minor level. We've seen, you know, winning and losing Munster championships. Disappointing evening overall. But I suppose it's the process and the steps that are taken along the way that's what you're aiming for as a coach and a manager.
Yeah, exactly. The academy's been held up there as you know, a prime example of what academy should be around the country, and I think they're right in that. You're not always going to have the best team every year. That's just not going to happen. I know Diarmuid had a couple of great teams, got to the Munster final, did well with them. Hope and best luck to them tomorrow in the 20s. But I mean, the academy is about development, not just for the players, it's about development for the coaches. I've been fortunate to be with them for 7 years now, and I feel, I mean, I hope I'd have developed. But I see coaches coming in and they're really adding stuff at 14, 15, 16, minor, and now 19s, which is a new one this year. So the academy is about development. You're going to have bad days. Yeah, it's not, life doesn't work like that. You're going to have bad days where maybe the performance isn't exactly what you hoped, but the academy system's working really well, and we see it, like we see what the fruition is there now last Sunday and the previous weekend against Cork. So no, one bad day doesn't break the thing.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay.